Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. We got Soccer City tonight on ESPN 680. And we have Celtics Heat on 93.9. And then as a flagship for Louisville City FC, they are back in action on Saturday on the road at Indy 11. The racing is in town. I need to get with Greer. Greer, I owe you a call, so we'll get Jeff Greer on tomorrow to talk about the racing's weekend. So we've got that going on. Did you see that flavor of ice cream back there in the freezer?
I did. Dr. Pepper Float. By that, Bluebell.
That looks, James, have you dipped into that? That looked life-changing.
I tried it yesterday. It was great.
So you don't need to float it? You just...
No, it's the flavor of a Dr. Pepper float.
That's incredible.
If we had a spoon around here... look at you. Packing a spoon.
I bet. I have my own utensils in my desk. Because
of course you do.
Because I don't want to... I don't want to use plastic and I don't want to be looking around for a knife. I have... knife, fork, spoon in my desk that I wash in our sink and I pack away in my own desk because I don't want...
Mine.
Yeah, mine. Because I don't want people using it.
Yeah. Exactly. Mine.
Good to know where they are.
Yeah, right. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Mark. I'll be sure to borrow that. Okay, we're going to make radio history here, in my opinion, and some of you aren't going to like it, and I don't give a damn. But some of you are really going to need it. And you know what? I just got one of our female listeners a text. So I'm excited to hear this because you're going to be helping the men out there, which by proxy means you're going to be helping the women. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this is great. So, I taped this yesterday. I don't think I've ever taped an interview. I've never taped it from home, and I've maybe taped one or two ever from studio.
Yeah, okay.
It's remarkably easy now with Zoom and your own microphone. I didn't realize that, so it might be doing a little bit more. Yeah. So, without further ado, let me cue it up. We edit out the curse word and
dating with Katie.
There we go. Play. Let's see. Hit play. That's the problem. See that now you got an operator error situation here. So hang tight.
I'm distancing myself.
We're back here tonight, Ryan the Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. And you know, I've been doing radio, I guess now for 30, I hate doing the math on this. And I've talked to an audience of basically 85% male. That's what ESPN will tell you what our audience is. I've never done one damn thing to help them out with their dating life. And not that I have any good advice. And that's where we bring in a segment. We don't even know what we're going to call this yet. Katie Clark is with us and she has a podcast we're going to tell you about. And I don't know if you're going to be Coach Katie, Katie's Corner. I don't know. We'll let our listeners come up with something, Katie. But I think you're here to help us dopey men with some basics, at least it sounds like.
Yeah, we're going to get you to be the man with the plan in this dating world, right? Like, it's as complicated as the microphones you guys use on these radio shows.
So yeah, no, that's why we have engineers for those things. But there's no engineer, when it comes to the dating world. I mean, I would just start. It seems to me, as someone who has been in the online, arena here, women have a massive home court advantage over the men. Is that a defeatist male attitude? It seems like women can swipe right on anybody they want. It's going to be a match. Dudes, it's going to take a while. Am I wrong on that or where are we?
You are 100% correct. And that's why I do encourage women to get online, but it is still work. But here's the numbers. And I am a numbers girl, although I was a Spanish major. But when it comes down to it, I always say this, dating is a numbers game. It's just like job interviewing. You need to go to multiples, figure out which one fits for you and for them. But with women, they could swipe on 30, talk to 10, go out with one. That's double for you guys. You got to swipe at least on 60 maybe you'll get 20.
I'm going to go north of that. Yeah.
Right. And I mean, I used to say it was 50 to talk to 20. No, it's even worse now. And these women are just so darn hicky. I got to tell you, I look at them and I just shake my head at them and I say, that is why you're single. And that's why you're going to stay single.
Can they afford to be, though? Is that why? Because they have these where guys can't really do that?
Well, people do have inflated numbers of themselves. You look on a scale of 1 to 10. What are you? Let's all be honest. We all have a number on the 1 to 10 scale. Heidi Klum is a 10. She's 9.5. Like, she's a rock star.
Right.
But these women that have money, or, you know, they have enough Botox to think that they're the 9.5 too, really do have this inflated view of themselves. I don't find men to be like that. I find that you guys are realistic. And here's my thing, is I believe dating should be 80% realistic, 20% romantic. Let's get real. These women are wanting private jets, and they want, I mean, I have girls on a first date, they're like, I only want to go to Mastro's Steakhouse. I'm like, what? You're 30 years old and you think a guy on a first date should take you to Mastro's Steakhouse. Goodbye. Like, I will not set a girl up like that. Like, where does she come from to think that?
I don't know. We all ask these questions.
I'm with you guys. But there are amazing women out there, but maybe they weren't the hottest photos either. Just like you guys don't have great photos.
And yeah, so we're terrible at photos. You give some photo advice? I mean, because we are the worst, and women have a PhD in it.
Yeah, well, we do. And I have a whole podcast on this. Like, my whole first season was on online dating because I'm expensive. I mean, I'm happy to be hired. Please hire me. I will, you know, I can get more yeses than you'll ever swipe yes on. So, but online is where it can be at. I mean, lots of people find each other online. You meet couples who have men online, but first impressions matter. And I know that men are visual, but women nowadays are just as visual, and they are quick to say no because of a bad photo. And so, even in my season one, like, I have one episode just on your photos, guys. Photos, do's and don'ts for apps, right? So, I mean, we can go over the don'ts.
Give me one of each. A do and a don't, or maybe a couple of each.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so why don't you tell me? Let me see if you can understand. What do you think a don't is? Don't do this.
A don't, well, I've cheated because I've listened to your podcast. So, the selfie.
You think you're a listener?
Yes, the selfie, the gym selfie. The disaster, dead animals, I assume, are probably not good to be standing over a deer, but I don't know. Maybe right. Some women are into that.
So, okay, let's go to the gym selfie one, right? Look, I actually say that's a do if you're super into fitness.
Okay.
A do because you're trying to attract that girl who's also super into fitness. I don't want, though, in the photo, the low cut, hairy armpit.
Ripped down to your side, right to your belly button.
We'd rather see like a good, nice t-shirt with your arm coming out of it. That's even more sexy. So that's a better do. But don't do the selfie in the bathroom, because we're not looking at the bathroom. We're not looking at you. I don't care if your abs look fabulous in the lighting. We're looking at the bathroom. Every minute detail we are noticing. We're noticing. Yeah. It's like, does he take care of himself? Does he clean his bathroom? Oh my gosh, what is that over in the corner? Like, that's what we see. We don't see you.
Oh no.
And it's just lazy. It's everything. Mm-hmm. It's about effort. You hear me always say effort is everything. Ladies, pick the man who gives you effort. Not the hot guy, not the guy with the abs, not the guy with the good head of hair. Pick the man who does the effort. So also going back to the deer, you know, don't have the fish pick. Ladies hate it. I love it. I love one good fish pick. I think it's cute. It's manly. Like, if it's the
especially if you're into fishing, like, especially if you're into fishing, right? Yeah,
sure. And like, guys love a girl who's into fishing. So ladies, you should put a fish pick. If you have fly fished, oh my gosh, it's a selling point, right? I'm of the belief that if the world goes crazy, at least I got a man who can fish. And honestly, that's like masculine to me. So I think these ladies that poo-poo the fish pick, it's gotta be the balance of like one fish pick. And I don't want a nature pick or a car pick. If you don't own it, then don't put a photo of it. And if you've never been there, I don't want to see that. And if it's a plant, I don't really care. It should only be you. And really, you know, like, I want to see you dressed up, though. That is the most number one important picture. I want to see one dressed up photo.
Like a suit dressed up, like that kind of dressed up? Yeah.
Yeah, the effort photo, right? Like, you actually went above and beyond your everyday and you look nice. You were at a wedding. And of course, you're not going to go do this for a photo shoot. You might do it in the business world. You see that, you know, the cross-armed business suit. I look like a broker of some sort. Not my favorite, but you know, the classic first date outfit, which I have that perfect first date outfit. I should quiz you. Do you know what my perfect fit is?
I know that the dark jeans, the white T-shirt. And now you say the blazer. I will say this. Louisville is not a formal town. Like that would almost it's tough for me, depending on where you're going, though. I guess obviously that matters. Right. I think it's a more casual town. Again, you're the expert here. It feels a little casual. I mean, unless you're going to like a decent enough restaurant, like you're not going to Buffalo Wild Wings in a sport, you know, you're not going there on a first date anyway.
Nor coffee or anything like that. Here's the deal with blazers. It's all about the fabric, right? And we women could say, well, I don't want to wear a dress on a date. It's too fancy. There's a million styles of dresses, and there really are a lot of kinds of blazers that you can wear. It's the different fabrics that kind of produce a different sentiment to your outfit. A V-neck sweater over a T-shirt is nice. It's just that styling up. It's the details. I always talk about pocket squares, good socks. Like, you probably will love this little storyline. So I believe that men's socks are like women's panties. Okay.
That's already good.
And my kids are old enough now that I can say this live on air in places mm-hmm. that may be heard by my children and my children's friends. But if you are on a date and you're a female, you should say, hey, can I see your socks? Right? So if you see a guy with white socks, run. That's just so like bro code. I can't handle it. If you see a guy with kind of the basic brown or blue because it matches his pants, he's also boring, which can relate to other places in life. If you see a guy with fun socks, I love the polka dot. I love the stripes. I even love the ones that have like hot sauce on it because you like hot sauce. I love it. It tells me something about character and personality, right? They're a little bit more creative, expansive. Like they can, you know, go a little further to the edge if and when needed. And then you've got the guy that wears the no sock or the no sock look, which I absolutely love. It's super in fashion. You got to run. That's a whole look. You can't.
Because summer that. Too, it makes sense, right? Yeah.
Right. So that is kind of the epitome, is the guy who can pull off the no sock look, right? And so just like with women, you got granny panties. Nobody wants to see a woman in granny panties. We all have seasons of granny panties, but no man needs to see that. And then you've got girls who wear fun panties. And now no man is allowed to ask this question on the date ever. May I just put this disclaimer?
I was going to say, yeah, sure. Yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
That is a privilege. She decides when you get to learn it. So hold your horses there, buddy. But yeah, you want a woman, let's be honest, that has those fun little panties. And there's lots of them out there. I mean, get them at Target nowadays, believe it or not. So, and then there's a girl who wears no panties. I mean, hey, so there's like levels of socks and panties.
Katie Clark is here, ESPN, Louisville, ninth round the Ville. We are, again, we're getting some coaching here. And so we'll tell you more about some of the other things that she can do. Okay, so we covered that. You have another one that I think that is that is good. When you talk about, you know, it sounds, I don't know, almost utopian. Let's meet for coffee or for lunch. But you are big on meet for a drink rather than for coffee.
Yeah. Ambiance is everything. First off, coffee is something you do with your girlfriend. You get it by yourself. My son does it in college with the girls he likes. No, we're adulting here. I always say date like an adult. That is one of my mottos. And, you know, we're part of the 20 percenters. So there's of the 100% of people dating, 80% are junk. They're lazy. They're not ready. They're financially not ready. They're not mentally ready. There's so many 80 percenters out there that the 20 percenters are going to put the effort in. Again, it's the E word. But so the idea behind drinks, and I even have a podcast, Dinner or Drinks, really go with what the lady wants. Offer both. Because this is what's going to happen. You're going to offer just drinks and she's going to think you're cheap that you don't want to pay for dinner. So sad to say that you guys are like stuck in a quandary here, right? It's, you know, shamed if you do, shamed if you don't. So always, you know, offer drinks or dinner, ask her what she'd like, what she's most comfortable with. And she should communicate that. I tell these ladies, men don't read minds, right?
Right.
Tell
at
them
least
what
not
you
well.
Want to be yeah, at least not well. Yeah. Even if we tell you directly, sometimes we have to say it again. But and then at drinks, let's say she just says drinks, please offer an appetizer. There are women who will say, well, he didn't offer me anything. Yeah, but you said you wanted drinks only. And so again, always offer food because you don't want to look like you're also trying to get her drunk if that's the case. But yeah, it's the ambiance. It's the excitement of dressing up. These women need to kind of get in their zone. Everyone's in their headspace all day long. She might have been taking her kids all over. You know what it's like driving your kids all around. You're not feeling real sexy and wanting to get to know someone. So she needs to have her like get ready time. And then when you show up looking hot, because I'll tell you what, the hotter he dresses, the quicker I want to take his clothes off. Like that's, my man dresses hot. Like if he did it, I would be like, go back something different. That's not working for me. It needs to work for me. Like what he wears needs to work for me, right?
What's like a big no-no? Give me a big no-no in terms of dress.
Recently, somebody DM'd me and sent me this picture, and they're younger, but it was like a long sleeve t-shirt over baggy jeans and work boots. Like my boyfriend would never do that. Like my man would never do that. So I don't have to worry about it. But why would you show up in work boots and jeans that are over baggy? That is what you wear to go watch football with your buddies. This is not football. It's just like church. Like I have date night dresses that I would never wear to church. So we have appropriate clothes for appropriate reasons. And it's really getting your style and figuring that out. And, you know, women say this. So here's a question. Women will always say to me, Katie
Clark with us here. We're talking about some tips, guys that need some help. I got to get a couple other ones here. Apps, you know, is Bumble. Is it different city by city, bigger cities versus small cities? We're kind of in no man's land. We're like the 50th market. So we're not a big town, not a small town. So I don't know where Louisville falls in there. But does it vary by market size for you, like size of a city or no? Or what do you tell people?
Here's the deal. It's always a numbers game. And people usually diversify their dating portfolio by being on multiple apps. So I think it really boils down to women being overwhelmed. So we talked about this earlier, how it really is a woman's market, right? And she is overwhelmed and then she loses interest. And then all these hottie patatis on there are not reaching out to anybody because they're texting me, Katie, I'm like tired of 75 men DMing me. So I'm a believer in Bumble. I think you guys should all be rock stars on your profiles in Bumble because when she swipes yes, green light. You don't even have to worry if she ever going to text you back. I believe in Bumble and I put all my clients on Bumble and we have the best success.
Because women actually read the profiles on Bumble, I understand. I mean, it's not just
And it's 300 words, 300 letters, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's like nothing. So guys, you can do it. The whole ask me anything, low effort. Again, we're looking for effort. The biggest thing in your profile writing is that it needs to be memorable, detailed. So don't say you like red wine and travel. That makes me want to throw up. Everybody likes red wine and travel. Say I had a Chateau Montelena when I was in the Swiss Alps on my last vacation. You sound interesting.
That sounds pretty good.
Right? There's something about those details that a girl is looking for. Of course, we are looking through photos and the details of your photos. But when a girl can be charmed into liking you and through your bio, that is definitely an inlet to kind of show. And I have a three podcasts in a row where I was on Bumble and Hinge for all my clients. And I just cut and pasted everyone's amazing ones, amazing bio lines, whatever it was, and their terrible ones. So you can hear word for word what works and what doesn't. And honestly, just steal it. Just steal the idea. For example, when I was single, this was always one on mine. And guys loved it. It is expert back scratcher. Now, there's a little bit of a sexy innuendo in that. Like, I didn't have to say, like, I'm fabulous in bed, because people write that. I'm fabulous in bed. Like,
really? They do?
Yes, they do. Don't write that. But the idea of expert back scratcher, every guy loved that line. Guys love that line. So I just tell the girls, if it's rewritten a couple times on Bumble, who cares?
It works. All right, so the podcast is Dating with Katie. Now, tell everybody, I mean, I didn't even know such a thing as a dating coach exists. And these are things that, I mean, talk about in closing here, just the things that you do, the services you offer, because I think there are probably a lot of guys like, man, I know any of this. How can I learn more?
Well, I have my Wing Girl services, and it's this idea that you get on my coaching call. We talk about how women are behaving, how they're responding to your DMs. How's your banter? Are you really reading her right? Are you being directive? Are you doing all the things that the man with the plan does? And so I'm helping you just fine tune that. I mean, let's be honest, like Kobe, the GOAT, right? And who did he get? He got Tim Grover to train him. Tim Grover took him to a next level because that's what Tim does. And so I'm there to take you to that next level. Now, that's just coaching, matchmaking. I do all the work for you. I have more women in my database that are phenomenal. I do the vetting. I do the calling. I mean, I ask the details on a scale of 1 to 10, actually, how serious are you about being in a relationship? Because we know that girls will go on free dates. You know, if he's paying, I'm playing. Right? It's a game, guys. It's a game. Yeah. And we are getting just as savvy. So, you know, why waste your time and money anymore? And so you would hire a matchmaker and that would be me. And we're going to get you those women. And our guys are busy. They're good at what they're good at. I'm good at what I'm good at. So they trust me.
And what's the website again?
Datingwithkatie.com. But the company that I work with is Cinque, and it's CINQE.com.
Well, we can find out more about that. We're going to do some more segments on this. I know we're going to be able to tie in some partners on this one. And this is our first. It will not be our last. Every now and then we need a break from sports and some life about the real world. So Katie Clark, thank you so much.
Thank you, and cheers to good dating.
What do you think, Mark?
Wow.
How about the socks to panties analogy there?
The panties discussion. So do you say, if you want to see my socks?
You can date. Yeah, you can't say the other way around. No.
You can't say that?
I gathered that. So,
I'll show you if you show your mind or something. Yeah. How does that work? Like the elementary school?
No, no. I don't think it works that way. But I saw you. You were like taking... You know, little mental notes there.
I was thinking little mental notes. I mean, I'm married. You always have to date your wife when you're married and stuff like that. So, and we've tried to do that. So, what was the thing about if he dresses nice? I just want to take his clothes off faster, something like that.
Yeah,
there's some haymakers in there.
There are haymakers. There are.
If he's paying, I'm playing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and then you looked up that restaurant.
Oh, Mastro's. Yes.
Yeah, that's the Blanket Baker initial takeaway.
Oh, that's a nice restaurant.
Yeah, and I had to act like I knew what it was. I'm sure it's a big city thing that I don't really
understand. They have them Scottsdale, yeah. Chicago. I didn't look at all of them, but there's a lot of them in California.
But look, go to her podcast. I'm telling you, just Dating with Katie is the podcast. It's 15 minutes, or she puts it 1% of your day. I think that's what it is. Is 15 minutes 1% of your day?
Oh, really?
I think that's right.
Okay.
So it's not long.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of work, but it's probably really not once you know what you're doing. Like if you follow her advice and you get into a role, of course, by the time you get good at it, hopefully you've found the right person and you don't have to do it anymore. You know, you just have to date as a because a lot of it's partner acquisition. And I've said for a long time that partner selection is the best way to be happy because, you know, you can go out on a bunch of dates, but like, and it sounds like that's the problem that a lot of ladies have these days on these dating sites is that they have plenty of options. They just they're not finding the good option.
Yeah.
So, you know, that seems like the problem, at least from the female perspective. So, yeah, I love dating with Katie. I want to do one line.
I mean, she's fun. Like, she's funny. Like, she's good.
I had some follow-ups that I would have popped in with.
Yeah, I'm already getting texts of, like, where is she? No, she's out of California. But, again, Zoom and everything else. I mean, we know ever since the post-COVID world, you can pretty much work from anywhere.
Because you got to be trained. Because once you go to the date, you're in the field. Okay.
Yeah, right. You've been unleashed.
There's nobody.
You can take all the coaching, hit the whistle where the ball goes up. Yeah. You know, it's game time.
It's like tennis where there's no coaching. You're there on the baseline.
Yeah.
Okay.
First
and
service game.
She's not going to be in your ear telling you what to say.
Yeah.
So you got to know this ahead of time.
Although maybe, I don't know. I'm sure there's technology for that too. Why do you keep touching your ear? No reason.
Talk to the chess
guy. It's like
guy.
An FBI agent.
Talk to the
chess guy. No, we're definitely not doing the. What was that guy's name? Lars?
It was Magnus Carlson.
Magnus
Carlson, yeah.
Google it. I don't want to. Just Google Magnus Carlson and how he cheated at chess. I'm not going over that on the air. We were enough pioneers in one segment, you know? So I don't know. I'm not even going to check the text line. I think it worked, and that's really the only litmus test. I think it worked. And I know I can get a good advertising partner if we do a regular.
What did the text line do with that?
I don't even want to look at it.
Because when she said a man's socks are equivalent to a woman's panties, I
around this town perked up.
I just
leaned forward in their car.
I pushed back from the mic. I was like, I don't know where mics are on, but I'm trying not to laugh here.
I think it worked, man. I liked it.
If he's paying, I'm playing. Is that a common, like, for our...
Oh, that's a thing. Like, actually, she did a podcast on that where it was like... And they sort of unearthed all these women that were going, like, just because they wanted free meals, like, you know, as a budgetary savings...
What is it, an entitlement program? Bumble is? Like, what are we doing?
Look, man, I don't know.
Like, is this a tax of being a male? Like, what is the problem?
I think it's all interesting.
I do like the there is some good advice about, hey, offer her drinks or dinner. I think that's...
And not cough. Don't go
Let me know what you're most comfortable with. Drinks or dinner, we go either way. Because then if she takes drinks, you might be able to parlay that into a dinner. You know, if things are going well.
I just like the notion of not coffee. She's like anti-meat for coffee because
there's no parlay. I mean, you're going back to work or whatever it is. You know, you can't parlay it into dinner.
Parlay. You're right. No, you're right.
You know, you parlay drinks into dinner.
You're doing that.
You're hitting on something. So,
all right. Well, I intentionally wanted that second before John Bull because I'm hoping he's listening. Because aside from just talking about his new Jets gear, the Mr. Green Bay Packer,
I don't like it. It's disgraceful.
I don't think it'll last. But Man, we'll have to talk to him about that and a variety of things. Who knows? And he's probably won, like, you know, five more awards since the last time we talked to him. So
he won a Murrow Award.
So there we go.
It was just like, oh, yeah, I won the Murrow Award. No big deal.
Yeah,
like,
Murrow.
Like, small prize.
You know, I forgot, like, he's even won, like, Eclipse Awards. He's won, like, I don't know, check out Bull's bio, and it's like, oh, yeah, three Eclipse Awards. I'm like, we tried once to win an Eclipse Award. Had the best, Darren Rogers, the best radio show in the history of horse racing.
He did.
Like, six Hall of Fame trainers on it, and they gave it to somebody who did, like, a five-minute piece on some mare no one's ever heard of since.
No, it made no impact in the horse racing community at all.
Again, it's what I say about awards. You have to enter to win. The people that win aren't the best. They're just the ones that entered.
I mean, horse racing is a disaster in telling its message.
Oh, okay, Nate wants to jump on. I don't want Nate's reaction to. Okay. Nate, welcome in. Good morning.
All right, fellas. Nothing in my life has ever made me happier to be a happily married man than listening to that.
Uh-huh.
That's now, listen. That lady, she knows her stuff, okay? And I'm going to tell you right now, if I woke up in the morning and mama was gone, I'd be lost because I don't have any idea the stuff. I mean, you know, I ain't been in the dating game in 15, 16 years. And the only thing that ever really helped me was I really just had the ability to just walk up and just talk to somebody, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody does that anymore.
No.
It's all on the internet. I feel like now if I was single and tried to walk up and talk to a girl, she'd probably mace me because she's like, why is this weirdo actually trying to have physical conversation with me?
Mace me like at Topgolf.
Yeah.
So, what do you think Katie would do with Nate? What do you think? How do you think that?
Oh, that would be a fun. That would be a fun makeover.
That would be a lot of fun.
I don't want no part of it. I don't want no part of it. It would like remember that? Well, I can't. There was a TV show a long time ago about a guy who was this way.
Well, the name of the show was Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, right? I mean, that was the name of the show.
Yeah, it was Carson Kressley.
Yeah, I mean,
it's Carson Kressley. Yeah.
I'm not making any opinions on it.
I got a bad habit of saying stuff.
I get it. Believe me.
Radio lately. But it could be like, you know, something like that. Like, you take somebody who's a not real polished at the dating game, and you show them how to do stuff. So, yeah, but Don, that lady knows her stuff, sounds like, but, man, I'm thankful I don't have to go through that stuff no more.
I got a bunch of texts that said, I'm so happy that I'm married and I don't have to
know this stuff.
Yeah,
I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, but don't worry. We will do some. I mean, again, like Mark said, just because you're married, you have to mean you get stopped dating her, you know.
Sure.
So we'll keep going.
Can y'all imagine my fat ass out there at a photo shoot trying to get up on a Tinder?
I think you should do one.
I would love nothing more than to tie in a photography partner, clothing partner, and have that and make that happen. That what if Nate were single?
Nate goes to a photo shoot at Mike Lennings.
Here I am with Mike Lennings, cold beer in one hand, a bag of Funyuns in the other. I'm like, come on, everyone's going on a date with this thing here. All of it.
I can smell the pheromones through the pit. Through the pick.
That'd be a man like, hey, you need your motorcycle fixed or you got a golf cart broke down, I'm the man.
All right, Nate, we got to run.
Beers and red wine, no thanks. I'll be good.
All right, Nate, here we go. All right, we'll continue along. That was fun, man. I didn't think it was fun. I can't hang out with you. We'll continue along here as we roll along this morning. Hey, what's going on at Liquor Barn? We got a deal weekend.
So, you know, it's starting tomorrow. When you order delivery, any order over $25 is eligible for free delivery. So typically that's a $50 threshold to get free delivery. So for Memorial Day weekend, if you're out there grilling, if you need some White Claws, it ain't no laws when you're breaking the claws. If you need some beer, 12 pack, you know, bourbon, whatever it is, if it's over $25. The Liquor Barn will deliver it to your house for free. So get online, download the Liquor Barn app, or go to liquorbarn.com and place your order for pickup or delivery. Starting Friday through Monday, the delivery threshold is $25. So today, it's $50 still, but starting tomorrow, it'll be $25. So a really great Memorial Day. And also out there, if you are a military, if you're a veteran, or if you're currently in the military, 5% everyday discount. So that's not just this weekend. That's all the time. You have to do that in person. Unfortunately, can't do it online. But if you show up in person to a liquor barn, you present your military ID, they'll take 5% off your entire order.
There you go.
So thank you to our veterans on Memorial Day for sure.
And tell them you're just talking about them right here.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition. And I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Everyone she knows is getting married.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios. Welcome back to the Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
I mean, I could tell you about the fact we have the Celtics in the Heat tonight, but I think the people are still reacting.
You've derailed this entire format.
Andy had an unfortunately fantastic idea.
Follow-up, yeah. So,
oh, my God.
He wants dating with Katie to grade Drew's social media accounts live on the air. Or at least like on your, if you have to record it, you just go, this is my Facebook, this is my Instagram.
Right, right.
Grade it. So somebody's agreed to hang out with me on Bumble. So now they're doing the next
thing.
They're going to the Facebook and their Instagram, and they're discovering about you.
I should just delete and start over, probably.
Maybe.
All right. Noted Jets fan John Bull with us here from Wave 3. So how's the new gear, fitting?
Well, not too good. Not too good. Let me first of all start with what a bizarre day this has opened up to be. So I've got this routine on Thursdays. I set my alarm for 8:20.
Yeah.
I stumble over in a fog to my chair. I flip on a radio I've got here already tuned to your station that I never listen to except for on Thursdays when I'm going to do this. So I flipped on the radio this morning, and the first thing that comes through the radio is, "A man's socks are like a woman's panties." And then I'm like, what? And then I keep listening, and I'm like, damn, somebody changed my radio from the station, right? And so then I'm trying to figure out, like, what station would have this interview on at this time of the morning, you know?
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure it out. And then I realized, and then I didn't hear any cross-examination from you. Like, normally you're jumping in. I'm like, this can't be Drew, because Drew would be, you know, jumping in and cross-examining the witness. And this woman was just dominating your show, unchecked, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got to the if he's paying, I'm playing line. And I was like, wow, this woman's pretty fascinating. And I was riveted. That was something.
I think it worked. Like, I wasn't sure, but, you know, and Andy's...
No, that was great radio. Yeah, book her.
Yeah.
And Andy's right, yes. Have her do everything. Have her analyze your accounts. Have her do Vegas spread picks, whatever.
Oh, no, we should get her in on football season next year, right? Like, we should have... we make our picks on Thursday or something, you know?
I kind of have the same reaction, though, that, like, Nate and most married men are having, like, wow, I'm so glad I'm not in the game anymore.
You want to talk about an unfair fight. I mean, it's like going to Clay County in 1987 playing Richie Farmer's team. Like, good luck. You're not getting out of there with a win. I mean,
go ahead. Does she realize that, like, probably 30% of the content in our newscast results directly from if he's paying, I'm playing. Like that mantra, right? That's
what do you mean?
That results in news stories, pretty much. The going about life, if he's paying, I'm playing.
How does it manifest itself in news stories?
Yeah. I want to make sure I understand that.
Well, I'm not going to get into that because I'll get fired.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay,
we don't want that either. We definitely don't want that.
No.
We don't want you cut short at 99 Emmys. That would not be good.
Although you could probably just go to LKY and join Kent Taylor.
So I'm listening to this, all this work involved, and then I realized, like, when people ask me, when I tell people that I married the same woman twice, I've married to Brenda, got divorced, remarried to Brenda, when people ask me how that happened, I want to just say, listen to that interview with Kate. That's too much work. When we got out in the dating world, they were like, hell with this, man. Let's just go back and get married.
So I know three people in the media well that have done this. Vanetti did this, and Bob did this. What you did, the married the same person twice.
Yeah, I made a IMC'd a high school reunion, my own high school reunion of people I thought I knew. Made a joke about it, and had three couples come up afterward and say, yeah, we did too. That happened to us too.
Wow. Well, so what we got to do next when we do another one is something that's not just for the single guys. Because, I mean, like, again, it might be some good ideas. I mean, God forbid around Mother's Day we should have talked to her. I'm sure we could have had a lot better ideas than what any of us thought
Mother's Day. She probably has some advice.
Well, no, there was a lot of good advice in there, and I'm going to start not wearing socks, man. That's just the bottom line.
Well, I mean, you're already been called a zaddy, you know? You don't need anything.
You don't need to enhance any further, John.
No. That was one outlier woman. Did you see the other tweet I put up the other day about, I get a lot of hate, too.
I saw your tweet about somebody was going after you about the bogus beggar, and they were talking about how they're a Christian, and they left off with an FU, and I was like,
oh my God.
Well, that's in contradictory right there.
Oh, it was very contradictory. That too.
let me just read this prose. John, I've heard of how you have been after some poor dude called the bogus beggar on your fake news thing. As a guy has no regard for capitalization or punctuation.
Oh, no.
As a Christian, I am so offended. What did Jesus say about beggars? I'm sorry. It should autocorrect to a capital I. I'm sorry, Spouse. I'm sorry. All these lowercase. Well, only get my news here from true children of God, not a fraud like yourself. You should look into your heart and not into your wallet, you scumbag. F you. That's the dismount.
Okay, so keep reading.
Okay. Which one do I go next here? Okay.
Next to my response, top right.
Okay, top right. There we go. You should maybe watch the story. He's a multi-time criminal with a fake axe, served 4 years for Medicaid fraud, taking money from people who really deserve it, and still at it. So that's what you responded to this guy. And so then... Hi, John. Apologies for the late response. 9:52 is not that late. But I saw your reply. Anyway, your new show sucks
blank.
Bleep. And you look like a babbling dip blup. F you. F your homophobic slur news channel. F your haggard ass, craggedly face. F anyone who F's with homeless people. F your mother. F your grandmother. F anyone who shares genes with you, you elderly bundle of sticks.
Another homophobic slur.
Yeah, but yes. Thank you for the prompt reply again. Sorry for the late response, you pathetic worm of a human being. Sincerely, go F yourself, but also thank you for responding. What these people, man?
Hey, but that's make sure you go to. But make sure you go to church on Sunday, John.
Yeah, watch away your sins.
Yeah.
A lot of grace there in that one.
Yeah, so I wrote him back and said, for the craggedly face, haggard, craggedly face guy. I said, "Dang, you're right. I don't wear any makeup. I need to." And then I said, "Thanks for sharing the love of Jesus Christ."
I mean, I get this a lot, John, too. You know, whenever somebody, like, tells me to, you know, off myself or whatever, it's always, like, God, family, BBN. You know, that's what it always is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is always when you dive into the bio, it's the Christian thing. That's what just makes me cringe, man.
I might have. Lord knows what I would have replied, especially that late at night. But I might have just picked like the smallest thing out and say, I don't babble. Like, just left it at that.
I don't babble.
That's when one of his curse words, you babbling, dip, you know. Like, I didn't think I babbled. Thanks.
Yeah. And still, but the thing that cracks me up the most is you can still tell he still hasn't actually watched the story.
No. Like, no.
Not at all. No. No. The bogus beggar is an absolute, I mean, like you said, the dude's been arrested. He's, you know, it's come on.
So, if people wonder why I flee to the woods every week, that's the reason why. That's my life right there.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I love that you put the guy's email address out there. I mean, why not? You know, flood the guy. I mean, you know, it sounds like he's somebody.
Oh, let's sign him up for some stuff. Let's get our militia on this one. You know,
one of the guys that worked at a deep dive and knows his stuff. And it's just like one of these weird encrypted emails.
Oh, okay. So it's not even a real name. Yeah, you know, these people aren't, you know, going to actually put themselves out there. So, so that's always going to be great to check. It's been a while since you've had one that nasty.
Yes, it has. I was in a good groove. I get a lot of nasty stuff, but nothing. I just put out the stuff that's really, really, really bad. Like the last one was there's a guy that runs a car wash that's always wanted to fight me. Like literally wants me to drive over there and he wants to fight.
Was this third grade?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, like it's on the playground.
People are so crazy, dude. It's just.
Yeah, I know. It's and you get those emails and everybody just the littlest. It's amazing though with local, you know, TV, the people that they are so freaking serious. But radio, nobody's that serious about. TV, man, they go after you for the smallest things. Like, I mean, I'm sure your female co-anchors get like, you know, the color of their, you know, outfit was offensive somehow.
Oh, Christy Dutton was the worst. Christy Dutton would share with us. Matter of fact, she actually rolled it over into a small publication she called Haters Gonna Hate. She printed it all out, the hate she used to get, because she used to wear, you know, she would wear clothing that was a little bit unconventional at times. So it was very cool. And we taped a meme tweet segment. That was back when meme tweets was real popular.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, 8 years ago. And it was really good. We sat around and read our hate. It was...
Well, I think you could do like that message board geniuses.
I swear
to you, if you did this with local news, like I think you could get everybody across the country could be sending stuff into this.
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
I might do that. Maybe that's how I'll get back on Twitter. I'll start some, you know, local news haters or something, you know.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, that's a good idea. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. So the Jets. Did you feel dirty putting on the Jets gear? Like how did you feel?
A little bit,
mm-hmm.
A little bit. And then I'm starting to get some, you know, and some hate back. And I'm like, hey, man, Packers traded him. I didn't. Like, I didn't trade him. They did. So I'm still loyal. I still, I'm one of the, a dwindling number of people in the country still Rodgers loyalists, but I'm one of them.
But, John, he demanded the trade.
No, he didn't.
He came out of his ayahuasca thing and said, I want to play for the Jets.
No, remember John educated us on this.
No, that's not the way it went at all. He went in, he talked to Murphy. Murphy said, take your time, take as much time as you want. He goes into his retreat. He 90% decided on retirement, comes out of his retreat, decided he wants to play, goes to the checkout desk when he gets back to society, grabs his phone. It's all lit up with all his boys saying, dude, they flipped, man. They're moving on. They're moving on without you. And he's like, what? And then he learns they want to trade him. And he's like, okay. That's how it happened.
Now, what do you do when he retires? Do you go back to the Packers?
I'm not going to be – you know what? I looked at the Packers schedule. Now is the time actually where I should be a Packers fan. there's it's the easiest Packers schedule I've ever seen. There are two losses on the schedule, Chargers and Chiefs.
Oh, that's a lot of Jordan Love faith right there. That's a lot of
Literally, if they have a semi-competent quarterback, there's two losses. Then I guess you got to pencil in. You split with the Vikings, split with the Lions. So, okay, four losses on the season. That's what Green Bay is going to finish with.
I can think of a semi-competent quarterback out there that's available to be ready to be signed.
Yeah, I know.
Teddy Bridgewater.
I've signed up, got my Jets gear, me and my daughter, have you looked at the Jets schedule? It's impossible.
I didn't realize until just now the Jets are the Monday night opener against Buffalo.
Yeah, then they got to play Mahomes. It's totally impossible, especially like the first six games. So
let me check this Packers schedule out.
I don't know. I'm going to enjoy one more year of watching a guy who can put the ball in a mailbox 45 yards down the field every time. So, and then that'll be it.
As long as he didn't hurt himself like he did the other day, hopping around with a medicine ball is an odd way to warm up.
Yeah, I didn't understand how he tweaked his calf until I saw a video on ESPN of the exercises they had him do. What stupid exercise?
Yeah, it's like you don't do that to a cold muscle. I mean, that's like the most basic training thing you ever learn.
I know.
It's just bizarre.
We ought to have Dating with Katie analyze workout exercises in the NFL. She'd have an opinion on that, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the cleats would be equivalent to in the female.
How did you find out about her? How did you book that?
Late night Instagram.
So here's what I did. I didn't Google. I got on Apple Podcasts, and I just searched, like, dating advice podcast or something like that. And a couple of them were terrible. And then I, like, all right, this is pretty good. 15 minutes, too. I can handle that. And I was like, oh, well, I can read that, listen to that topic and that topic and that topic. So, yeah, and then so I just emailed her or messaged her, whatever. I guess the email is on the podcast page. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, hey, I think we have an audience that's perfect for you, 85% male and high income, high education, some of which have to be single. And that's where I got. Now, we got to make sure we're inclusive of the married crowd now, too. Like, it can't just be that. It's got to be, like, things for you to, you know as, you know, we'll.
No, and she hits that. And even if you don't hit it, married people just love to listen to that and then love the fact that they're married. Now don't have to go through that.
I did get a big ego boost out of this because I was like, man, I'm happy I'm not in that world. Pumped.
I know. I just redid my vows.
Might just save some marriages right there.
You probably did.
Like, you know what? They had a fight last night about something stupid, and it's like Nate Bargatze is a comedian. He's got the best takes on like the dumbest fights that he and his wife get into, and he's got one about like pills expiring for the dog, and she's like, they don't expire. He's like, you've never even heard a rumor of that. He's like, you don't know anybody in the dog medicine game that says, hey, we just built some pills that don't ever expire. He goes, you've never even heard a rumor about that. But he does it. He's just hysterical. So, yeah, maybe we're out here saving marriages. I don't know.
You are. So I got a funny story for you from last weekend. Your boy Chase at Kentucky Field.
Yeah.
So I'm in the I'm fishing at Green River in the dark and talking a little bit with a guy to my right. And I one of the things I said was he asked me if I ever fished the Ohio River or something, and I said no, but I said the guys at Kentucky Field do, and they do really well. And then I hear this voice go, "Hey, my ears are burning down here, way down the bank in the dark." It's Chase. I'm like, Chase, what's up? And we start talking while we're casting and fishing, and then I hook this big muskie and having trouble landing it.
Mm-hmm.
And Chase comes down, and he's watching, and I'm like, yo, bro, could you give me a hand here? He's like, absolutely. And he wades out in with his big bionic arm and just grabs the fish by the tail and hauls his big 42-inch muskie up on shore.
He's something. I've seen it. I mean, he did that when we were on the Ohio when Max had that big catfish he had a picture of.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah, Chase is like, he doesn't have to lift a weight. I mean,
he's lifting fish.
Adonis,
all
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, he helped me out, and we had a good time fishing. But speaking of that, the funny exchange with the – so I get down there on Friday night, and like 2 a.m., and there's a guy already fishing, and I go to his left because he doesn't realize that the better spot is to the left. And so I get in there, and I just start slaying him, just one after another. Dude's just like watching me catch him. And all of a sudden I can hear in the dark, he says – are you that guy from Louisville? Just like that.
Like from that Louisville. Guy. That's a broad category.
Are you that guy from Louisville?
Yeah, but I knew where he was going with this.
Uh-huh.
Because he says, are you that guy from Louisville? And I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I seen the video. He was talking about the Kentucky Field appearance to catching walleyes down.
Oh, my gosh. Are you that guy from Louisville? Yeah, one of about, I don't know, 500,000? I mean, yeah. You know, it's a...
Why? No, I'm, to the fishing world, I'm that guy from Louisville because I was on Kentucky Afield.
That's, yeah, nothing with your Wave 3 News. It's the weekly segment with us and the Kentucky Afield. That's really where your fame stems from.
It is. No, it totally is. There's no question about that. I get recognized in Campbellsville more than anywhere. The whole weekend with my wife down there, there's everybody. And it's, yeah, it's because of the radio show and Kentucky Afield. It's got nothing to do with TV.
You met Keith Pointer, though, on your birthday.
Yes.
On your birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Belated birthday, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we're walking the we like to go to the marinas, just walk around and dream about having a houseboat. And then one of the guys who owns a houseboat like that, Keith Pointer, is like, John Bull. Yeah. He says, I see the Brewer's shirt on. Yeah. No, he's great. So we had a nice talk with him and had a really nice weekend.
Yeah, no, Keith was very excited. Very excited to meet you. So, so your birthday, you did exactly what you wanted to do. Go fishing.
Fished the whole time. We went shopping and dining and all the stuff you do, but we had a good time. There's no question every year where I'm going for my birthday. It's the same place I go every week of the year to get away from the haters.
Yeah, that's I do understand a little bit better now about the getting away from the haters. It does make a lot more sense to me.
It's outside of some conversations with fishermen, I never get that kind of grief from the owls or the coyotes or the beavers. Never.
I love scrolling down your timeline on Twitter about, we can get on this, but the man who woke up with his safe open, his jewelry missing, along with a girl, some woman, I mean, this is $600,000 worth of jewelry after this woman drugged him after meeting him at a club.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You got to see the video of the woman.
Okay.
If you Google the story, just Google like 600,000 Miami.
Okay.
And check out the woman. If you see a woman like this, you know you're about to get had.
I'm looking at the footage in the elevator. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like you know. It's endgame that no matter how much advice you get from dating with Kate, that woman is going to end up flipping the tables on you and winning.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you got no chance.
Partner selection.
It doesn't matter. Men's socks are like women's panties line. There's no socks you can wear that can match anything that woman's got for you right there.
And that is a great landing point. So, John, it's been an interesting morning, and Lord knows what the rest of your day will be like, because we've done more before 9:05 than most people do all day.
Yeah, no, it won't get better than the first lines out of the radio when I flipped it on this morning. Please book Katie some more, and you guys have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. There you go. John Bull with us, Wave 3. So what? You look a little perplexed.
She stole $600,000. She thought she was going to get away with it?
Yeah, and went into an elevator. Do you not think there was a camera in the elevator?
Right.
Did they get his money back? I mean, I haven't. Yeah, we'll have to read this in the break. I don't know.
I imagine.
You only read headlines anyway, right? So.
Well, I'm reading the story now.
Yeah.
I'm reading this whole story. I'm watching the video. But yeah, that's crazy. That's insane.
All right. Underdog Fantasy. You got the NBA tonight. But look, any night you can have, Oh, and hang on. Block party. Let's see if that anything has changed for our Underdog Fantasy.
That.
So the biggest star in sports, I always for his first name, Michael Block, let's see. What do we got here today? If we're going to do this, we got PGA. We got Jordan Spieth, higher, lower. Look, you can pick up the 2-5. Oh, it's gone up to 72. It was 71.5 yesterday. And higher or lower 3.5 bogeys and higher or lower 2.5 birdies. So... Well, I don't know. There's some interesting.
I think
he's going to hit some bogeys. I think the bogey number is
the one I would go to. Or you could go lower birdies.
Yeah.
You go lower birdies and be okay too. You could almost parlay. You could almost do like a multiple selection.
No, you can only. That is one thing I will say. When you do an individual player, you can do one of the individual player stats in Underdog Fantasy.
Gotcha.
So, but you could combine that with like, I don't know, what do we got in the NBA tonight? Jimmy Butler, my new favorite. I'm going higher on Jimmy Butler, whatever
100%.
It is. Is 34.5 points plus assists. So I guess he doesn't rebound a lot because 35. No, actually,
he's a big. Hang on, never mind.
Yeah, I'm totally misreading that. Yeah. So or higher, or lower 41.5 points plus rebounds plus assists. Team Butler after finding out about his affinity for country music. So
yeah, trying to harass
whatever your reasons are, whatever your players, your team, they've got pick between 2 and 5 players to build that pick em entry. If you go 5 for 5, you're 20 times your money. But you go 2 for 2, you get like 3 times. Don't quote me on that. I think it's 3 times back. But they'll show you right there. And even if you go up to 3 picks, you can get a little insurance. If you go 2 out of 3, you know, you at least get your money back. So, look, all different ways to play there at Underdog Fantasy. But here's what you got to do. Sign up my promo code Drew. That's DREW. For those who can't spell it, and there's more than you think out there. And Underdog Fantasy will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy. Promo code Drew, DREW. You must be 18 or older. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. All right, hour number 3. I've got nothing on the docket there. Lord knows what we could get into.
A couple things.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about this ACC.
Gotta
keep what you kill model.